Sick ass fade out, bro.
God. You're trash.
Hell no.
Never gonna get copyrighted because of him. Guess you could just add him into the bio.
Yeah. Damn, that's what you got for me today, bro.
So did you watch Batman Begins then or no?
Nah, fool. I did watch it.
You did watch it. When did you watch it?
It's recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Oh. I watched it this week. Like, in the beginning of the week.
Okay, then. I saw it yesterday in the morning, actually. I finished the second part of it.
I don't know. Like, I had seen it before, like, a long time ago. But it's, like, one of those movies that was always on FX when I was a kid. You know FX, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch it on there, but there'd be commercials, and I'd, like, skip parts just because, like, I got...
Really?
Like, I would, like, leave because of commercials and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's channel had, like, the best movies, though.
Yeah, that channel had the butterfly effect.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
But,
It had all the good movies on it.
But, yeah, I watched it this week, bro, and I was, like... I don't know. To me, it was pretty damn good. Like, it wasn't anywhere near The Dark Knight, but it's still better than a lot of superhero movies I've seen.
Really? I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of Batman Begins, to be honest.
I wasn't either until I rewatched it this time, like, as a grown-up. And I think this movie's badass. Like, it's just,
why? Why?
Because it's, like, it's how Batman started, dude. It's how he started. And then you see how everything developed around him, like... You know what I mean? It shows how he ended up at that, like, place in the what is it, like, the Himalayas, like, the mountains, wherever the hell he was at.
Where the blue roses are at.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he ended up there because what happened?
He was in jail, and then that guy bailed him out and told him if you want to...
No. Because remember, he got in a fight with Rachel. Remember, Rachel slapped him, and he left. He got out of the car, and he went, like, ran, and he got on, like, some train or something. I forgot what they were arguing about. Oh, because he was going to shoot the guy that killed his parents. When he got sentenced.
Wasn't it with Alfred at that time? And after that, didn't he go with Alfred? Then he was just like, I gotta go out there and, like, find out. Like, he wanted to get into the nitty-gritty of crime.
Did he go to Alfred? I don't know.
Because I don't remember him being on a train at all.
Well, I don't remember if it was a train. I just remember he left. He left society. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is he, right after she slapped him, he was like, you know what? I'm leaving society.
Yeah.
I don't like the way this woman mistreated me.
Because I remember there was one time where, like, he got... stopped by, like, the Asian cops or whatever. I don't know from where they were.
Yeah.
They got stopped by them, and they're like, why are you stealing?
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm not stealing. Because it was actually, like, Wayne Enterprises stuff.
Yeah.
But they just assumed he was stealing, and he just went along with it because he wanted to get put in jail for some reason. You remember that part, right?
I remember that part, yeah. Okay. That's, like, the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. It's really early on. Because then, honestly, at the beginning of it, I didn't even understand what was going on at first. When he was inside the prison, what it reminded me of... was, I'm pretty sure it's another Batman movie, but the one where Bane comes out. Because isn't Bane in the hole?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you haven't seen that
That's
one?
That's the last one. Don't ruin
you
that
You haven't
for
seen
me.
That one?
I haven't seen that one.
That was the first one I saw.
Bro, you're a...
It was good. It was really good.
I hear it's really good, but I haven't seen
you
it.
You haven't seen it?
I've waited.
Why?
When it came out, I didn't get to go see it. I was a kid.
I didn't get to see it either. I saw it at home.
I don't have a Blu-ray player. I don't want to see a movie unless it's on Blu-ray or unless I can watch it on my phone.
Why?
It's never been on Netflix, so I can't watch it on there. I hate watching movies on TV now because they have commercials.
Well, you could always watch it online. You know those websites?
Nah, man. I'm not gonna...
Because I forgot how I saw it. I think we rented it, and then I saw it like that.
Stop. You went to the swap meet, fool.
Nah.
You went to the fool who has all the DVD boxes on the hood of his car.
Stop.
He said, I got the new one. That fool had the porn in the back.
I haven't gone to the swap meet in such a long time.
Your
dude.
Dad walked to the back of the car.
Whenever we went to the swap meet, it was just to get bags of fruit and just walk around.
That's what we did, bro. That's what every Mexican does, bro. They
bought anything.
They just go to get fruit and watch. Yeah. Watch everything, bro.
Yeah, just walk. Go outside. Get some fresh air.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, this movie, bro, it was pretty sick. Like, I thought it was, like, cheesy but dope how Rachel found out he was Batman. Because when he was at his house with her, when she dropped off the present for his birthday, and she said, like, I don't know, some cheesy-ass line, and he told her the exact same thing.
Yeah.
When he jumped off the building, she was like, oh, my God.
She was like, it's not what you do on the outside, it's what you are in the inside or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then he said it to her, like, I think it was, like, when she was like, I want to know who you are, though. Yeah. And then he said that quote to her before, like, he leaped into the danger. it was really cheesy, but it was dope.
The Rachel from this Batman looks better than the Rachel from The Dark Knight.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen The Dark Knight?
I'm pretty sure I have. Is that the one with Joker in it?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I just don't remember Rachel.
I don't like the way you're treating this movie, bro.
Bro, it's like, The Dark Knight, I saw it a long time ago. This one I just remember because I just saw it. Even then, I wasn't a big fan of it, though. Like I understand it's a backstory of Batman. Like, yeah. The whole half of the movie was his backstory. And the other half was him taking down Al Ghul, whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, it was a lot of build-up. I felt like there should have been more.
Damn, son.
Because, like, I was comparing it to The Dark Knight. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that from the beginning, but I was just comparing it to The Dark Knight. And I was like, The Dark Knight, the villain was badass. The villain did all this stuff. Whereas in here, it was just kind of like he tricked them at the beginning. Taught him and was trying to manipulate him. Yeah. Didn't work out. And then Batman saves him, doesn't think it, and then
damn, the level of just, of disrespect. Son.
I wasn't a big fan of it, dude.
Here's the thing, dude. I haven't been a fan of movies. You already know I haven't been a fan of movies until like maybe the last 3-4 years. And suddenly I don't know, for some reason I just got hella into movies.
Yeah.
But The Dark Knight has always been in like my top 5, maybe my top 3. It could be tied for like my favorite movie of all time. The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is a dope-ass movie, though.
You just said you... Oh!
No, I don't like Batman Begins. That's the one I didn't like. But The Dark Knight was a dope one. I just don't remember Rachel. That's the only thing. I just don't remember Rachel. It's Maggie. That's what I said. I just don't remember Rachel.
It's Maggie Gyllenhaal, just so you know.
I don't know who that is either. But I liked The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight was dope. The Joker was badass. Doesn't Two-Face come out in that one?
Yeah.
See, I liked that one. That one was sick. But I don't like Batman Begins.
Well, the reason I like The Dark Knight as like one of my top movies of all time, because it's not just about who's in it. It's about the acting. It's about the way they wrote it. It's about the cinematography. It's about the music. It's like freaking Hans Zimmer making the best music for movies. He made music for, I'm pretty sure he made the music for Interstellar. And
that's a dope one
too. It was directed by Chris Nolan, who I'm sure also directed Interstellar. So The Dark Knight has the same director as Interstellar.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he's made a bunch of other sick movies like Inception, like the one we didn't see last year, which I regret, called Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah, we never watched that one.
So, like, this guy is a genius, man. So, that movie to me is, oh, it's sort of.
I don't know.
Because The Dark Knight, it might as well. I saw, like, a review on it. This guy talking about it for, like, 30 minutes on YouTube. And he was saying, like, it's not even like a superhero movie. It's like a crime drama.
Yeah, it is.
Because
it
you
is.
Don't think of it as like a superhero. You think of it as like, it's like suspenseful thing with like a guy who robs banks and stuff. You don't think of him like a cheesy ass villain like from Avengers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You think of it like it's real life because there's no superpowers here. This is all just.
But here's the thing though, for you though, you know how when you watch you hate watching superhero movies because you always know the outcome of it already.
Yeah.
How come isn't the outcome isn't the same for this one? For these movies, it's the same shit. Superhero saves the day at the end of the movie. So why didn't that go into your head watching these movies?
Because the real hero dies, or one of the real heroes. Because you see one of the real heroes get turned into a villain. That's why. That's Harvey Dent. That's Two-Face.
Okay then.
So, because you said you haven't seen the movie in a while, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen. So it here's in a while. Basically. I wouldn't remember.
Here's basically what happens in The Dark Knight.
We're not gonna watch it.
We'll watch it, but I'll explain to you real quick.
All right. Jeez.
The Joker, he's doing all this crazy ass stuff.
Yeah.
And Batman can only do so much and pretty much just help him catch the guys. But everyone is too scared to prosecute them because they'll get attacked by either the mob or people like the Joker. And the only one who has the balls to do that is Rachel Dawes and Harvey Dent. And Harvey Dent is like prosecuting all these dudes, putting them in jail and all that stuff. And so they kind of use him on the police force to help him like find all these dudes. And eventually the Joker gets involved with the mob because the mob gets like... desperate for ways to like help them keep their so they can keep doing their thing, you know what I mean? And eventually it comes down to endangering the life of Gordon, the police, the Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, I think I remember that part.
Yeah, they endanger his life.
Use him as bait, no?
Yeah, Harvey Dent his life is in danger. Rachel Dawes, her life is in danger. And after they catch the Joker, he escapes. And while he's being captured, they kind of use it as a distraction to take Rachel and Harvey. And the good guys have to make a choice of who to save because they can only save one. And they end up saving Harvey Dent. And Harvey Dent loses the one thing that he loved, which was Rachel. And so basically they see him like, the way he sees it as like, it's like the good guys picked the wrong person to save. And so now he's pissed and he kind of wants, because he feels like the police are so corrupted already. So he kind of decides to just do his own thing and like screw it, nothing matters anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's gonna punish everybody that did him dirty.
Oh, I see.
It's like the most important line in the movie was you either die a hero or you
live long enough to be
to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah,
which is exactly what happens in the movie.
I like that movie though. That movie was a good one. This is, I feel like with the Batman Begins, it's kind of like, I kind of anticipated what would happen. So I feel like that also ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Because like, I was like, kind of like, for instance, one thing I would remember for, I'll always remember for that movie is when he's inside the mansion because he was having like some party for himself or something like that. Mm-hmm. And Alfred tells him, hey, this is like your father's like name. You're going to ruin it. Don't like scare all these people away from your mansion. And then the big bad guy comes in. He's at the party. And then he's like, all right, well, I guess I got to ruin my reputation to make sure everybody gets out of here and everybody's safe.
Yeah.
So he starts acting like a douchebag.
Yeah.
And then it all goes haywire because he still kicks his ass. But I like how at the end, it sets it up for the next Batman movie. Because then he's like, oh, we got to rebuild. And they're like, oh, did you think we should make some modifications on the right wing or the south wing or something like that?
Yeah, southeast, like, southeast corner.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, definitely. I thought that was dope. Yeah. I was like, hey, it's starting.
Yeah, damn.
And that's how I like the name, how it tied in there. Batman Begins, you know?
Yeah.
But the rest of it, I wasn't a big fan of it. I just wasn't.
What about, how'd you feel about Pan's Labyrinth?
That was a dope-ass movie.
Yeah?
That was so dope. I love that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I thought it was good. I liked it.
It's not my top movies, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, but it was good movie.
Great movie. Yeah, it was a great movie.
Here's the thing. First off, I didn't know, what's his name? Del Toro?
Del Toro, yeah.
I didn't know he was a director.
Really?
Yeah, right? That's his name? Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Second thing, I didn't know this movie was in Spanish.
Well, it's Spanish. Spain, Spanish, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Spanish. So, when I heard about this movie, when I saw like the cover of it for Netflix and all that, I thought it was going to be like...
In English.
Not just that. I thought it was going to be like super fairy tale. Like, have you ever seen...
No, dude,
like,
no.
Hold on. Let me explain myself. Have you ever seen... like clips or even the movie of the, I think it's called The Neverending Story.
Yeah,
I thought
I
it was
hated
gonna,
that movie.
I thought it was gonna be like that. I didn't think it was gonna mix like real world, you know, Spanish.
It's
Civil
a dark
War.
Ass movie.
I don't think it was that dark.
That's why I thought you wanted to watch it because it was like a dark themed movie.
Nah, I thought it was gonna be like a freaking Lord of the Rings type like.
Oh nah, you know? Nah.
But here's the thing, I didn't think that movie was that dark, and a lot of the characters in that movie pissed me off. And like, this sounds messed up to say, it was a lot of them were the women. And
oh, really?
The one who pissed me off the most was the main character, which was the girl. And then other than her, it was the captain who pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a real prick. And then,
yeah, the captain was a douchebag, but like, I felt like the mom was kind of against her daughter most of the time, you know?
Yeah, but the girl pissed me off. I mean, I understand.
Why?
She's a little girl, but she just made so many stupid decisions.
Oh, okay, that makes
so
sense.
So many stupid...
Like when she was with that monster with the eyeballs in the hands?
Yeah, she ate the grapes. They told you, don't eat anything.
And then while it's, like, eating the fairies, she's still just standing there and still running away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that pissed me off. But then, that's the acting, though. Like, it was aimed at making you get pissed at her. For doing that, you know what I mean?
I don't think that it was trying to do that.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm an angry person in general.
Cause then that made me mad too. I was like, bro, they're killing the little fairies. What the fuck did the fairies do? Over here just munching them up.
Yeah, but
that monster was scary. That looked creepy as shit.
It was creepy, but I thought if it was up to me, I'd probably kill it easily.
Yeah, cause it's not moving, you know.
It's
cause then
slow.
You see this pile of like shoes, and you're just gonna go ahead and eat anyways. Like, bro, what is this? You see all this silverware? Grab one and just, stab his eyeballs, you know? Crush him.
Yeah, that monster was creepy, though.
Yeah, I feel like the fawn was the creepiest out of all of them.
Oh, I don't think it was that creepy.
Really? I thought it was creepy.
It was creepy in the beginning, but after I'm just like, oh, he's like, I can't tell if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I thought the toad was kind of dumb.
The toad? Oh, yeah, the toad.
Yeah.
In the hole, yeah. You know, I actually watched a part of this movie when I was little, when it first came out, because I thought it was like a family movie, a children's movie.
But I had never heard of this movie until it was on Netflix, so.
Oh, well, I watched it when it just came out, and I watched it with my mom, and that fawn gave me nightmares, dude. It was scary.
Hell?
Yeah, dude, because I was little, and that fawn scared the shit out of me once it came out, and the way it talked, the way it came out, like, it was just creepy, like, it was dark.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, a jolly, happy movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty dark. Like, I remember when I was little, very, very vividly, I remember the scene where, like, the mom goes into the room and then she starts bleeding and then she dies but the baby survives.
Yeah.
That part I remember vividly for some reason. I don't know. But that scene stuck with me forever.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me, though. That scene where the mom, like...
Oh, the mom dies in the
baby. Yeah, giving birth.
I don't...
Go ahead.
I don't understand the themes of this movie though. Like I was so worried about the story. I didn't really like analyze the movie as far as what the themes were. Like, what is the point of the movie?
The themes, honestly, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I just know like it was in, like you said, Civil War era. They don't have a lot of like medical supplies.
But so that's just the sword. That's just the story. That's the setting. I'm talking about like.
I know, like
what the movie's trying to teach you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Cause then the little girl, she followed the fawn. She did everything he said. Yeah. She even brought the little kid to him, and she was gonna kill him. But then instead, the fawn kills her.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Because she didn't want to give up the baby.
Yeah, like she still sacrificed herself. But what she sacrificed herself for? Cause you know, like the rebels won.
Well, the fawn they didn't kill them. Her.
The fawn didn't kill her?
No, the freaking dad. Shot
Oh yeah,
shot
the dad
him.
Shot her. You're right. But then is the fawn kind of like the dad then? Is that what the fawn was supposed to symbolize? The dad just tricking her into thinking all these things?
No, because
then what would the fawn do? Because the fawn wanted a sacrifice.
Yeah, he wanted the baby to die, but the dad didn't want the baby to die. The dad
exactly.
wanted the baby to live.
Exactly.
That's all he cared about was the baby.
But the fawn said, if you give me the blood of the baby, if you give me the baby, then you'll be able to enter this world forever. So now does the baby get to enter this fantasy world forever then? Since like the baby's the one that was basically there?
I don't know because...
You know what I mean?
He said he had to shed blood of the innocent. I think the girl was innocent. And I think that part of it was like trying to teach the girl that she had to, I guess, die to go back to where she's from, which was that kingdom or whatever he was talking about.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm always it wasn't confusing. The story was pretty straightforward. It was good, but I was like, wait, where's the point?
I don't remember the point.
Like, the
honestly.
Ending was, I was like, what? What?
But I know I liked it.
Yeah.
It was like the dark theme of it, and like, the rebels won at the end. That lady
like I said,
cut his mouth, feel like the Joker.
Yeah, but like I said, I just didn't think it was that dark. Like, the most messed up part was where the dude squished his face in. That part was nasty.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty dark,
it.
Yeah. But then didn't he make him kill his son, or did he kill his son in front of him?
Kill the son in front of him.
He killed the son in front of him. And then I also feel the dark things where how the fawn makes the little girl do all these weird challenges or tasks where she could die essentially and shows she basically shows the girl all the other people that have tried to do this but didn't complete it.
Yeah.
Because they got eaten by that monster.
That creepy looking monster.
Yeah. And then just like how disengaged she was from her family and stuff.
Like the little screenshots from the thumbnails you would see on Netflix, I literally thought it was gonna be like a mix between like Chronicles of Narnia / Neverending Story / Lord of the Rings / Wizard of Oz. I thought it was gonna be like that.
Dude.
But it was just very like the beginning I was like, what is this Spanish
yeah.
Civil War era? Like
it was completely different from what you expected.
Yeah, man. So that's that.
I still think it was a good movie though.
Yeah, I'm like, not saying it wasn't. I liked it, too.
To actually analyze it, I feel like that's a movie you have to watch it twice. And then you can actually, like, grasp the things of it and, like, what it was meant to teach you.
I guess, but, I mean, to be fair, I'm not an analytical person. I'll analyze a movie on what I see, not on themes. Like, I'm not that kind of
exactly.
person.
I don't think we both aren't.
I'm into it more like the story, the acting, the writing, the cinematography, and the music. That's what I'm about.
I'm kind of the same. I just, the music doesn't really...
Oh man, the music.
If it gets
anymore.
To me, then I'll say something. But if it doesn't, then I'm just like,
well,
music was music.
Well, I mean, I guess that's where we. I mean, that one's pretty obvious because me, you know
yeah,
how I am
yeah.
about music.
But do people know how you are about music, though? I know how you are about it, though.
And you tell them.
Bro, what am I gonna say? You haven't made shit,
bro.
How damn. Am I supposed to know this? Listen to all kinds of crap too, bro.
I mean, that's what I do. I listen to all kinds of stuff.
Nah, crap.
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 Like
yeah.
what? What's crap?
Listen to all kinds of crap. We were
stop.
Just playing earlier.
Bro, stop.
Crap.
Bro,
you need to get your music game up, fool.
Fool, shut up. Fool, listen to Bad Bunny.
You know what I've been listening to? Oh, bro, stop. You know what I've been listening to a lot recently? Slick Rick, Children's Story. You ever heard that song?
No.
That's a really good song. It's kind of like a story and a song at the same time, if that makes sense. I feel like every song's like a story, actually, now that I think about it. But this one isn't about, like, love or getting caught up or anything like that. This is about, like, a little kid that commits a crime to make some money for his family. But then he gets caught up, and then I think at the end, he gets shot. But this is just all a children's story. It's a bedtime story for some kids.
You know what? The song that you just explained freaking Duckworth to me from...
Duckworth?
Yeah, you know that Kendrick song, Duckworth? That's what you just said, basically.
I remember the song, but I never...
It's a story.
Really, listen to it like that. A lot of
songs have... Almost every song has a story, bro.
Yeah, but I never listened to it like that. Because you know how you listen to songs and you sing along, but there's the one where you actually listen to the song and you know what the song is saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that, I never listened to that song that way.
Oh, that's why you're
I just
listened
to it to sing it.
No, not me, man. Music, I'm very analytical of.
Children's Story, though. That's a good one. You should listen to it.
Children's Story?
Yeah, you should listen to it. From Slick Rick, dope song. It's like, I think 3 minutes long or so.
I hate short songs. I don't hate short songs. I hate when good songs are short.
Well, it's not, it's like an average song. 3 minutes? That's like an average song.
That's an average song now.
Yeah.
If you listen to albums from like before, like back then, back in the days, the 60s, whatever, a lot of songs, a lot of albums.
That's the 60s. That's a long time ago.
But I'm
saying. That's like 50 years ago.
That's where some of the best music was
around.
That's
a long time ago.
That's where some of the best music... That's mostly what I listen to is music from the late 60s.
That's like, you, though.
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying it like it's always been that way. It hasn't always been that way.
Oh, well, I'm saying for me.
And it's only because people are retarded and their attention span is short.
That's my opinion.
All they can handle is three-minute songs.
Nah. Because I've listened to six-minute-long songs. I get bored of it, though. I get tired of it. The only songs I listen to are like 6 minutes long is Last Call. Like Kanye West or Logic.
Bruh.
I swear. Those are the only songs I listen to that are that long. Besides that, I don't listen to songs.
That's
because
you listen to bad songs that are more than 6 minutes long.
I just don't like them, dude. I'm not a big fan. Like, what songs do you listen to that are 6 minutes?
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven is 6 minutes long?
I'm pretty sure it's more than 6 minutes.
God damn, dude. I never heard the whole song.
The End by The Roots. Strobe by Deadmau5.
Yeah, that's true. Deadmau5 has some long ass songs, actually. And I would never listen to them all the way. I'd skip them.
Because you're a miserable.
Because I'd get to a good part, and then once like that good part's over,
the whole song is the
I'll
good
just skip
part.
It. Because it's just too long, dude. It's too long.
No. I understand sometimes if you skip it, if it's all the time.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Don't appreciate it. Because
then I just get tired of hearing the same thing.
It's not the same thing. This is skip. This song is three different songs. That's why it's good.
Skip.
Nah, you're a bum.
Skip.
Bruh.
Well, I don't skip. I just fast forward to the next song, you know?
I might as well skip, fast forward your whole life because you're missing out big time.
No, I'm not missing out on anything.
Hell yeah.
Look at me. I turned out fine.
You sure?
Hell yeah. Bro, you know, actually, I went to the credit union today to close my accounts there. And the teller at the credit union, she told me, why are you closing your accounts? And I was like, I don't use it anymore. And she was like, why? Who do you have your accounts with? I told her, oh, I have them with Wells Fargo. And she tells me, that's the worst bank. Why do you have your accounts with them? And I said, oh, it's because I work for them. And this is after she just talked mad shit about Wells Fargo. She was like, they're big banks. They don't care about their customers. They just care about making sales and making money. Whereas in us, we care about our customers. First, we take care of you. And then we offer you products and stuff. And then once I told her I worked for Wells Fargo, she changed her tune completely. She was like, oh, you should have told me that. I wouldn't have said anything. And I was like, no, but I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah, fake ass.
Why would you lie to me if I told you I didn't have an account
fake
with Wells Fargo?
Fake ass bank person. Don't be talking trash if you're not going to talk it all the way.
Exactly. So then once I told her, she just took it all back.
Nah.
And she apologized.
Nah.
And then she was like, are you sure you still want to close your accounts? I was like, well, I have my accounts with them. I work with them. It's convenient. They offer everything I need, and I get special discounts because I have an account and I work for them. And she was like, okay, then, well, the bank girl is going to help you close your accounts. And then she just completely changed her tune, and she started talking about something else.
Damn.
Just because she didn't want to keep going with that.
This lady needs a good piping just so
it
she
was
can relax.
Hilarious.
It is hilarious. Because
I was like, at Wells Fargo, if someone's going to close their account, we wouldn't, like, talk shit about the other banks. We would just be like, oh, well, we're Wells Fargo, this is what we can offer you. But if the other bank is offering you better, then go ahead, go with them.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like, no, that bank is trash. Don't go with that bank.
Like, to me, it just sounds like you just ran into a bad employee.
I swear.
I don't think that credit union, I highly doubt that credit union would endorse bad mouthing to that level, like that kind of.
But here's the thing, though. That lady told me she was there for 15 years.
That doesn't mean she's a good employee. That just means she's been there 15 years.
And then she looked like she was one of the managers, to be honest. Like,
doesn't mean
I was
she's
like,
a good brand manager, you know what I mean?
Dang,
just
dude.
Means she could
just politics, maybe? Because that's how it is with my job, politics.
Hey, politics or getting on your knees. You call it whatever you want.
Yeah, come on. It's
she
not like that at all.
She's probably smoking pipes like crazy.
Maybe. But yeah, everybody else was really nice to me, though. It was just that lady.
That's she what
just,
I'm saying. You just ran into a bad employee.
That lady was just, jeez, man. I'm not talking about, like, she wasn't, like, young or anything. She was older.
Yeah, she needed she a good.
Was. She was.
She needed some D.
It was interesting, though. It's definitely interesting. That's something I'll never forget there.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yesterday, I was talking to my friend about a random channel, because I was saying how I need to, like, organize my clothes. And they were like, oh, watch this person, Marie Kondo, on Netflix. I think it was Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. She, like, helps people with their clutter, yeah, right?
And I thought it was dope. But then I was like, this reminds me. And I looked up on YouTube. I was like, oh, it reminded me of this other guy's channel. And I looked it up on YouTube. This guy hasn't uploaded for, like, maybe 4 years. He stopped making videos. But it reminded me of a video of his that I saw, like, 7, 8 years ago. And the channel was called Wasting Time with Sean Bennion, or Bennion. And I remember this guy taught me how to fold shirts, like, hella easily, like, 2 steps.
Oh, is it the one where, like, you fold across and then you just lift you it pull up? It,
yeah. This was, like, 8 years ago. I was like, damn, he did it first. Not, he didn't do it first, but he did it way before her. And I was just like, damn, this is cool. I forgot about this. And I don't know how I ended up on that little corner of YouTube, man.
You know, a lot of my old coworkers just talk about that show. The one with the Asian lady where she's, like, helping people with their clutter. I don't know why, but I guess it was a big deal. Just... Honestly, all it is hoarders.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just hoarders with an Asian lady.
Yeah. I don't want to call it hoarder because does she go to people's houses? I don't think
she goes to people's houses. She goes to people's houses. She has an interpreter that interprets for her because she only speaks Japanese, I think.
Yeah.
But she helps people clean their houses. She's like, oh, what do you not need and what do you need? It's basically just hoarders.
Yeah.
Just different twists to it.
Yeah. And it's funny because Marie Kondo, like when I heard the name, I was like, Kondo sounds like, to me it sounded like a martial art.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the name sounds Japanese to me, but the first name is Marie, so I was like, she's not even Asian.
Yeah.
And then I saw the video of her folding the shirt, and I was like, oh, she is Japanese.
Yeah.
I was like, Marie, that's gotta be like a fake name, right? She probably has a real Japanese name.
Probably, most likely, yeah. It's interesting. Netflix was like, this is gonna get views. This is gonna get clicks. Put this and it did. I don't know why, but they're doing something right, you know,
because people are entertained by anything these days,
bro. Honestly, yeah,
like reaction videos, that's like half the stuff I watch on YouTube, and it's one of the most time-wasting things ever, dude.
You know, that's true. Reaction videos have been making a huge
hell yeah. That's mostly what I watch, but people, I mean, I guess it's a stupid thing to watch, but when you think about it, we do it all the time. You show your friend a video or a photo, and you look at him and wait for his reaction. Yeah. So what's so different about watching somebody do it on camera? You know what I mean?
You know, it's kind of like, it's because you found something that you like, so you want to see how everybody else reacts to what you like.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. It's kind of like me with the games. I'm like, yo, play this game. And you're like, no, dude.
Play this game.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about glasses. My glasses get so fucking foggy all the time. I fucking hate it.
It's hot.
Not, I don't mean like in here. I mean like sometimes I'm just like playing video games, or if I'm doing homework.
Yeah, just.
Or I'm driving. Just, and they just like get foggy.
Because you start to get hot, you get a little sweaty. All you do is just put them a little bit further away from your nose.
Yeah, that's what I do, yeah. But I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It sucks.
It does.
I get it. I've worn glasses for years.
I need to get shades for these too. Like, you know those clip on shades?
Don't get those.
It's because I need them to see, and when I'm driving.
Then.
Cause then it's not like I can put shades on and put these like under, you know.
I did that once. It sucks. Cause it takes away. It makes your vision blurry again. What you need to do is go to the optometrist and ask him for photochromic lenses.
Oh, so I get some glasses that have shades in them already.
Like mine. You seen mine, yeah?
Yeah.
In the sunlight, they get dark.
Those do?
Yeah. You've never seen them? You've seen them, dog. I've worn these for years.
I know, but we only kick it at night though.
Okay. When I'm outside in the sunlight, it gets dark. They get dark. They get dark brown. And then it's like wearing sunglasses. So they're called photochromic. People just call them transitions lenses. You can get them like at the optometrist, but don't ask for regular photochromic lenses, like the regular transitions, because they get dark because UV rays hit them. But if you're driving, most windshields and cars already have UV protection. So it's nothing. There's no UV rays hitting the lenses, so it's not going to get dark what you want. They have one. It's like a sport one. And the sport one
sounds expensive, though.
It is, but it's worth it. And they'll get dark while you drive, and it helps a lot. But the thing is, they're more sensitive to the light, so sometimes they'll be a little dark even inside your house. But it's not like a It's not like if it, a little bit of light, they go all the way dark. It's only like depending on how hard the UV rays are hitting it.
But here's the thing though, would it be a good purchase though? Because I only use them to drive to work and drive in the mornings during the day. I do most of my driving at night. So I feel like the clip-ons would be the easiest and the cheapest way to go. Because like I'm using them all the time. I'm only going to use them for like 30 minutes a day.
Because I don't know, man. Like, if you need glasses, you know what I mean? I feel like you should.
Because I know this guy that has the clip-on ones and he fucking loves those clip-on ones.
Because the thing is like,
because then he just puts them on and he just takes them off and he doesn't have to carry around two pairs of glasses.
I think you should ask the doctor, like, do I have to have these on? Or not have to, but I'm saying you should ask him, should I wear these all the time? Because
they told me to wear them only when I drive.
But that's ask what they told me specifically. But make sure you just ask them. Just ask them, should I wear them all the time? Even though they said that, just ask them just to make sure, because
if I have to wear them all the time just to get the ones like you have.
Yeah, because maybe you do need them all the time and you don't know it and you're just straining your eyes out. Like me.
Because then I did ask them though. I asked when I was there, I was like, should I wear these all the time or just when I drive? And they're like, just when you drive. Well, then and I was like, would it hurt me that if I wear them if just like every day all the time? And they're like, no, nothing happens. But it's just, you don't need to.
Yeah. Because like, my glasses are more than 2 years old now. And they help a lot. But now my eyes have changed. Like me, like I'm super unhealthy. So my eyesight is just getting worse and worse. So like even now when I wear them, like I have a now I'm starting to have a tough time reading up close, like seeing up close. So it kind of sucks, but I mean it's just the way my eyes are.
You know, I was actually having trouble reading the numbers on this.
Yeah.
On the computer screen. Right
I
now.
Can't even read any of them right
but
now.
But I think it's just cause it's moving.
Like brightness affects it a lot.
And then it's not bright at all. Actually, it's dimmed all the way down, so that's probably why too.
Yeah. So I mean, having glasses sucks. Having bad eyes sucks.
But it feels good to see though. And then see solid shapes too, solid figures is dope. Yeah.
It's like when you first get your glasses and you look outside and you see the trees. And you can see every single leaf.
Well, not even that for me. For me, it was more looking at signs and actually seeing the solid shapes on the signs. Yeah. That was crazy to me. Yeah. I kid you not, once I set out the optometrist and I had the glasses on,
everything's different.
I was like, yeah. I was like yelling. I was hyped up. You know that scene from Breaking Bad? You've seen Breaking Bad, right? All the episodes?
Yeah.
You remember all clearly?
Most of them, yeah.
Do you remember that scene where he's in the car and he's hitting it?
Come on. Cereal,
and he's like, bro, I did it. I did it. After he went to Tuco and he dropped the pill that like explodes. Dude,
freaking,
that's what I felt like, dude.
Dumb,
I grabbed
dumb.
The glass and I was like, yes.
You're freaking
stupid,
bro.
I feel like a king.
But I can't even imagine what it'd be like to wear like in chroma lens glasses.
What like are chroma lens glasses?
In Chroma, it's a company. They make sunglasses for people that are colorblind.
Oh.
I can't imagine what it's like to see colors like.
Have you seen Logan Paul's video? That's how it feels.
I don't watch Logan Paul, man.
You watch H3H3?
I listen to his show sometimes.
His podcast?
Yeah.
Oh. Because Logan Paul did this video where he has those glasses. Supposedly, he's colorblind. So he put them on. And he was like, he was looking at a sunset. He started crying. He started going crazy. But then
I think he faked it. Just
it was fake.
People already do that.
It was fake. It was fake. And H3 did it like, they made fun of him for it.
Yeah.
It was funny. But that's just it. That's just the story.
Yeah, Logan Paul. Right.
Yeah. You know he made a movie about flat earthers?
Yeah, I'm not interested in flat earthers, man.
It's fucking crazy, man. People that believe that.
Hey, man. A lot of people believe that, man.
Do you believe that?
Not me. Hell no.
Well, why do you think they believe that, then? It sounds like you're fine with it.
Because there's nothing I can do to change their mind. They have to change their own mind. So why should I care?
I guess it's like they're going to teach their kids
the information.
Their kids are going to believe it.
Their information is out there. Like,
yeah.
If you see it and you don't believe it, it's like, I don't know.
Because the way they explain it is because, like, you put a ball on the ground. Does it roll or does it stay still? If it stays still, it's a flat earth. That's like their main argument about it. They don't account gravity or anything like that at all. Because here's the thing for me. For me, it's more like if they have kids, they're going to tell their kids that. And their kids are going to believe it.
Yeah, but
they're going to believe it with everything. Because I remember when I was little, my dad told me something. I believed it forever.
Not me.
Until someone proved me wrong at school and was like, look, you're stupid. Because my dad told me, it pertained to soccer. He was like, look. Because I asked him why he liked the Chivas.
Yeah.
He loved the Chivas. And I asked him why. And he's like, oh, it's the only team in the league that has all Mexicans. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah, I believe them. Forever. until someone at school, I think it was someone we know, he just straight up was like, no, dude, let me show you. And he showed me the other teams that had all Mexicans in them. And I was like, bruh, this can't be true. I was shocked, dude.
When I was a kid, man, I mean, even now, I look at, like, I question everything, but.
I questioned him. I was like, are you sure? Really? And he stuck with it. He was
I don't know. I've never been one to believe somebody just because they said so.
I was.
Unless it was someone who was like.
And it was my dad, so I wasn't going to question it.
Who was credible. Like, if I talk to a scientist and he tells me this, I'll believe him. I'll look into it maybe later.
Well, he watched sports all the time, so I just assumed. I was like, he's got to be right. He's my dad. Why would he lie to me? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. Some people don't like their dads.
Definitely. Very true. Very true. There's plenty of people out there that don't like their dads. There's probably some kid right now listening to this that doesn't have a dad.
Oh, damn.
Just got real.
All you orphans. Listen up. I'm your dad now.
Hey, man. For our next podcast, though, I know what we should watch. It's not like a movie, but it's a short, I think it's like a 12-minute video. It's on Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, God, you just talked about watch this last time. What is this?
But you didn't watch it. We didn't, like, determine anything.
But what is this?
I'll find out the episode. It's an episode that happens on a forum. I'll find out what episode it is, and I'll send you it, and just watch it. It's just, like, 12 minutes long. It shouldn't be too long.
Time.
It's not gonna take a lot of your time.
Remember what you said about songs more than 3 minutes?
Nah, shut up.
Nah.
Shut up. This is different.
It's not different.
It's way better.
Nah.
Way better.
Nah.
Because then I feel like that episode I'll send you, we can actually like transition that into different conversations.
All right.
I feel like it's a good one to watch. Definitely a good one to watch.
All right. Well, I think that's a good note to end on.
I'll send you it.
I think we should just end it here.
All right.
Cool.
Dope. That was Sunday's best.